Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Well, I got this bill on my credit on my bank, and I was wondering what I bought.
Okay, how much is the charge?
It's for $59.89.
$59.89. Okay, and your first and last name?
Judy Bernowski.
Can you verify the billing address for me?
3830 Circle Drive, Robertsville, Missouri, 63072.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying. It shows me here that there was a contest entry, and it was through the survey. Let me see here. It shows me a cancellation. I'm just pulling up the information on it now.
Okay. I canceled it, yes.
Right, I do see where it
Because
was canceled out, and it was with Bytes Hub. So when you process the cancellation, it was sent to the fraud department. When you spoke with the fraud department, it looks like you didn't want to process the fraud and you settled for the 50% refund.
50%.
Yes.
It was over 100. What was I buying?
It was a contest entry through a survey.
That don't mean I bought something because I entered a contest.
Right, they spoke to you about this in the fraud department and you stated you didn't want to process fraud because what they do is they verify the account with the IP address. You didn't want to do so. So what they did was they canceled you
They never
out.
asked me if I wanted to file a fraud thing. They didn't ask me that.
You didn't speak to the fraud department?
Not that I know of.
I mean, that's what it shows on the account. Everything's recorded.
Okay, so I paid $59 to enter a contest. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you took a sweepstakes offer. In order to participate in the sweepstakes, you have to pay the contest entry plus the shipping and handling fee.
Okay, the shipping and handling fee, what did I get shipped?
Well, if you didn't win the contest, ma'am, nothing was sent to you.
The hell? Why do you people get by with this crap? That's bullshit. How do they do this? When you don't even know you're buying something and you buy it.
All the information was provided in the terms of service. Did you not read the terms before you placed the order?
The terms are like miles long. I did go through the terms to see if there was a charge. I didn't see no charge.
Okay,
I'm
well
going to report it to the
that's
Better
already,
Business Bureau. This
I
is
mean, you
bullshit.
can do so. You've already processed through the fraud department and you chose not to process fraud because you did submit the survey.
I did submit it.
So that's not fraud, ma'am. If you're submitting an order online, you have to read the terms of service before you place the order.
When I order something, I get something. I don't pay something until I get it.
Well, you got the app for Bytes Hub. The only thing is you didn't win the contest. So you had access to Bytes Hub. That's an app.
Access to what?
It's an app that helps with different recipes for your diet. That's what Bytes Hub is. So when you take that survey online, it tells you that you'll be signing up. You'll pay the contest entry. So by paying that $59.89, you get access to the app and you get an entry into the contest for whatever item that you selected.
You gotta be kidding me.
I mean,
All
you
right.
had the $59.89 charge and then they refunded you $29.94.
I ain't seen no refund.
The refund was processed on April the 17th for $29.94. So you had two charges, as you were stating. You said it was about 100. You had two charges for $59.89. It looks like you signed up the first time for March 18th, and then the second time was on 4/17. So that
Man.
417 charge is where you receive that 50% off.
Okay.
If
I'll
you would
never get
like,
online and I'm gonna call the Better Business Bureau. This is ridiculous.
ma'am, I'm trying to
When you
help you, but you have to let me talk. So on the charge that you received, the only thing I can do on my end is I can process the 50% on the 318 charge for you as well. Going through
do
the
that,
Better
please.
Business Bureau, you can do that if you like. They can't do anything because you took the survey. You're the card holder. So before you use your card online, you have to read what you're gonna purchase.
Okay. I will never take another survey. I'm fine. Thank you. Please go ahead and process that other one because I
It'll
didn't
take
get
3 to 5
nothing out of it.
business days, and I'll send you an email verification.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
I know it ain't your fault. I know it ain't your fault.
Yes,
But
ma'am. Have a great
it's
day.
ridiculous. It's like trapped. Bye.
Bye.